week's parasha, there's something here mod mod manyen. And I know you have to follow me, but bonu naseh leavin. Let's try to understand. It says in the beginning of this week's parasha, Vayomer Moshe Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe b'mare asneh. Vayomer Moshe Elokim, Moshe says, Hine anochi bo el b'nei Yisrael. I'm going to come to the Jewish people. Va'amarti lahem Elokei avoseichem shalachani aleichem. Hashem sent me. V'amuli mashmoi. They're going to ask me back, what's his name? God came, what's God's name? Ma'omer aleichem, what should I say to them? What should I tell them? What's your name? Parsha Shmois, the Parsha of Names. Moshe asks Hashem, what's your name? Vayomer Elokim al Moshe Eke Asher Eke Koisomer lebnei Yisrael Eke Shelachani Aleichem. There's a name here called Eke, the name of Hashem. I'm not pronouncing it because you cannot pronounce Hashem's name. Eke is Aleph and Hey, Yud and Hey. Eke Shelachani Aleichem. That's my name, Eke. So there's a few different questions here. First question is that Klal Yisrael already cried to Hashem. Klal Yisrael knows about Hashem. The pasuk says, "Vayonchu bnei Yisrael min avoyda v'tal shavosim el Elokim." The pasuk says, "Vanitzak al Hashem Elokei avoseinu v'yishma Hashem es koileinu." Klal Yisrael cried out to Hashem already. So Moshe says, "Hashem's coming to save you, and what's his name? What you know who he is? Elokei avoseichem, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. They knew who they were." They were in slavery. Why are they in slavery? Because of the Jewish people. They knew about this. So what does it mean, what's his name? And stop, what's his name? What's God's name? God. What is his name? What does that mean? Hashem's name? What do we have to... And Hashem comes up with a name we never even heard of before. What's his name? Okay, Adnos, Elohim, Havaya. We've heard of all those before. Those are all names we've heard. Eke. Here's a new one. Why is Hashem, like, all of a sudden coming up with a new name? What is going on over here? What's the discussion between Moshe and Hashem? What's your name? His name is Eke. What's the pshat? Okay. So, what does Moshe Rabbeinu answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem says, I want you to go. Moshe says, Vayomer Moshe Elokim, Mi anochi ki eilech el paroi. I'm not the right person. I don't want to do it. So what's the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu does Hakadosh Baruch Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem calls him Raya Mehemna. Moshe Rabbeinu is we call Basi Naman who is reliable. Hashem says Moshe, I want you to go. Moshe says Lo Choshev. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying no? Moshe Rabbeinu says I'm not the right person. Well, what's going on over here? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying no? And then it says Vayicharaf Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. The Medrash says, what does it mean? When Hashem gets angry, usually there's some sort of repercussion. There's a Roishim. Roishim means there's some sort of lasting effect to Hashem's anger. What's the Roishim? Says the Medrash, the Gemara in Zvachim, says as follows, the Roishim is... Hu yeh koyen v'ata levi. That from now on, Moshe Rabbeinu was demoted. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be Kohen and Aaron Levi. From now on, Hu yeh Kohen. Now Aaron's Kohen, v'ata Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu becomes Levi. Moshe Yish Elokim, banav yikru al shevet Levi. How is that the right response to all this? So we're going to start, and I think that this is really the key to understanding the answer. Is as follows. What was Moshe Rabbeinu, what was his agenda? The pasuk says, "Vayomer bi adoni shlach no bi ad tishlach." Hashem says, Moshe says, "Listen, not me. Choose somewhere else." Who did Moshe Rabbeinu want? Shlach no bi ad tishlach. Who? Targum Yonasan. Shlach kidoin shlichuscha bi ad Pinchas. Pinchas is the man. I'm not the man. Pinchas is the man. Shlach no bi ad tishlach. Says the Targum Yonasan. Bi ad Pinchas. Mapitom, why is Pinchas the right person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have sent and not Moshe Rabbeinu? Kilo Moshe Rabbeinu is okay with the fact that it's happening, just not him. Oh. So bo natchil avin. Let's try to understand. Let's begin as follows. Kotuv biramban. What's the name Eke Asher Eke? What's the name of Hashem? Hashem says, my name is Eke. Eke Shalachani Anechem. What's Eke? Says the Ramban. Ekash ek is I will be what I will be. Says Ramban means I will be what you will be. Really. Says Ramban, it means as follows. Mao ekash reke, keshem sha'ato have imi, kachani have imach. The way you are with me, that's the way I'll be with you. Im pois chenes yodeim voisim tztoka, afani eftaches yodi. You do tztoka, you're nice, I'll be nice. Eker ashe eker. I'll be what you'll be. You be nice, I'll be nice. But like we find from the Shlach Kodesh, there's a concept called Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. You're nice to me, I'm nice to you. Which means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu is, the Geula is going to come with the shame of Eke, you're nice, I'm nice. The Geula comes from niceness, from kindness, from chesed. The Geula of Mitzrayim was chesed. And that's what the Torah says, that the three of the regalim were connected Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Pesach is connected Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was known for what? What was he famous for? Chesed. So Pesach, Yitzchak, Mitzrayim, Chesed. It's all about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's kindness, and that's why we're going, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's going to take us out. Truth is, Klal Yisrael wasn't really deserving of the Geula. Why? Where were we holding when a Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out? Memtes. Sha'arei Tumah. So therefore, Klal Yisrael didn't really have a schus to get taken out. What was the schus? The Medrash says, listen to this fascinating Medrash. The Medrash says Klal Yisrael had one schus. Mitzvah achas hoysa biyodon. What was that mitzvah achas? Sheyosu kulam aguda achas. V'korsu bris ligmol chesed ze im ze. Klal Yisrael was nice to each other. That was the schus. Because you're nice to each other, Hashem Tzilcha. You're nice to me, I'm nice to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out with the midah of chesed. That's what it was. And the truth is that really they were supposed to stay in Mitzrayim for longer. How long was the Shibud supposed to be? 400 years. How long was it? 210. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out early. Why did Hashem take them out early? Chesed. Chesed. They couldn't last any longer, the Arizal says. They were mamish sinking and sinking and sinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'm going to have to speed this up. Chesed. So the Geula came. Listen to the pasuk we say in Az Yashir. Nochisa bechazdecha amzu goalta. Nochisa bechazdecha. What does chazdecha mean? Your chesed. And then the pasuk says, Vayar Yisrael se yad hagdoyla asher os Hashem b'metzrayim. What does yad hagdoyla mean? Hashem's big hand. What is gdoyla? We say in davening l'cha Hashem hagdula v'agivura v'atiferes. What's Gedula, Gevura, and Teferis? Gevura is Yitzchak. Teferis is Yaakov. I don't have time to expand on all these. What's Gedula? Gedula is Avram Avinu. It's Chesed. Hashem HaGedula, HaGevura, VaTeferis. The Yalak Doyla means Hashem's hand of Chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu did Chesed with Klal Yisrael to take them out. And that's how we got out of Mitzrayim. Oh. Says the Ben Ish Chai, Adover Niflo. And this is right now the mafteach to understand everything that was happening here. Says the Ben Ish Chai. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim was a geula of chesed, which means Klal Yisrael was not really worthy, for that reason the geula was not nitzchi. It was not a geula eternity. It wasn't forever. It wasn't lanetzach. Because when you don't deserve it, so therefore it doesn't have real strong foundations. It's not 100% authentic. Says the Ben Ish Chai. For that reason, the Geula of Mitzrayim was not Nitzchias. However, the Geula Hasida, the Geula Shasad Lavoi, that Geula, Klal Yisrael was going to deserve. And when we deserve it, then it's La Netzach. Then it's for eternity. Lefizeh, we could understand, Ulai. Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bi Adoini. Shlach no biyad tishlach. What does that mean? Targum Yonah says biyad Pinchas. Pinchas was midas achesed, or Pinchas was midas adin. What did Pinchas do? Pinchas got up and he killed someone. Pinchas was gevura. Gevura of Pinchas is midas hadin. So Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want Klal Yisrael coming out for good. I don't want a temporary type of geula now, and they're going to end up back in Shibud, whether it's Mitzrayim, whether it's Paras, Modai, it's Bavel. I want this permanent. Shlach no biatishlach. I want it to be Pinchas. Pinchas is Elio. That's the geula Asida, the geula lanetzach. I want this to be a permanent geula. So let Pinchas do it. Pinchas is Midas Adin. Pinchas is Gematria Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gevura. Pinchas is Din. Shlach no biyad tishlach. Let this be a permanent geula. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, before it starts, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Hashem, what's your name? Ki'ilu. How is Klal Yisrael going to be mitchaber? What's the schus of the geula? Eke, ashe, eke, you are kind, I'll be kind. Chesed. Moshe Rabbeinu says, chesed? No. We want to do this din. I want this to work. But Hashem says, al tikrov haloim, don't come close. We're not ready for that yet. Klal Yisrael's not ready. You're getting too close. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not time for chesed. And we got to do this now. It's not time for din, I mean. We're not ready for a gula that's lenetzach. We have to do something temporary, a band-aid. I'll do it with minas achesed. I'll do it with eka asher eka. That's the name I'm going to use. And I'm going to just get them out of Mitzrayim as fast as possible. Moshe says, let's wait it out and let's do it lenetzach. Hashem says, no. Al tikrov haloim. Don't come close. We're not ready for that. Moshe wants Pinchas. Hashem says, we can't do it that way. What's Hashem's roshem? What was the result of this conversation between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem says, you, Moshe, you're Levi. Aaron is Kohen. What's the difference between a Levi and a Kohen? The difference between a Levi and a Kohen, it says over here as follows, that a Levi, the Chassam Sofer brings down, that a Levi is Midas, let's see if I can find it here, that a Levi is Midas Hadin. A Levi does Shira Balayla, which is a Bechina of Midas Hadin. And a Koyein, the Zavoida Bayoim, which is a Bechina of Midas Arachamim. Oh, here it is. Chassam Sofer says, Yoimom Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi. Yoimom Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi. By day Hashem is Mitzav is Chesed. It's a Koyein. Velayla Shira Imi. And by night you sing. So Levi, who's avoided Shira, is a bechina of Laila. Laila is darkness, Laila is din. Yoimim Yitzav Hashem Chazdo is avoid of a Kohen is by day. So Kohen is Midas HaChesed. Rosh Bochu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you want din? You're looking for din? You become a Levi. Because a Levi is Midas HaDin. Now a Kohen is on top of a Levi, because in this world, we need a lot of rachamim. This world can't, when we're here, we need the Kohen to be on top of the Levi. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a Levi instead of a Kohen. Now there's something fascinating that the Chiddush Arim brings down the following remes. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, I can't do it. Lo ish dvorem anoichi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aaron will be there with you. Hu yia lecho lepeh. Says the Chiddush Arim, Loi ish dvar manoichi, if you take the sof tevot, the last letters of the words Loi ish dvar manoichi, spells out the name Shammai. Hu yia lecho lepeh, the Rosh Tevos are Hillel. So Aaron is Hillel, and Moshe is Shammai. Aaron's neshama is mechuber to Hillel, and Moshe's neshama is mekusha to Shammai. The Soif Tevois Shammai is Moshe. Roish Tevois Hillel is Aaron. Hu yeh lecholepeh. He will be for you a mouth is Moshe Rabbeinu. Is Aaron, I mean. Hu yeh lecholepeh is Aaron. Aaron will speak for you. He's Hillel. Moshe lo yish dvar manoichi. Shammai. Ma'apshat. We have machlokes b'shammai b'sil. Kaseder machlokes b'shammai. B'shillel is Tamid the Mekel. Beis Hillel is always the one who goes easy. Beis Hillel is light. And Shammai is always the machmir. He's always strong. It's a machloikas l'shem Shammai, machloikas b'shammai Beis Hillel. Sofer l'skayim, it will stay on forever, this machloikas. In the end, it'll remain this machloikas b'shammai Beis Hillel. What's the yisoid of machloikas? Says the Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak. Shammai is a midah of din. That's why Shammai is always machmir. Shammai is the letter of the law. There's no flexibility. Shammai is machmir. Says the Kedushas Levi, Hillel is mekel. Hillel is light. Hillel is midas achesed. So Hillel is midas achesed. And Shammai is midas adin. And in this world, while we're here, we paskin like Hillel because we can't make it in din. We need chesed. So therefore we paskin like Beis Hillel. However, the Bnei Yisoschar says we have a Kabbalah from the Arizal that Lasid Lavoi, we're going to paskin like Shammai. Why? Because Lasid Lavoi, we have a Gula LaNetzach. That's when we're Zoich in Din. And when we're Zoich in Din, then Beis Shammai is right. And that's Moshe and Aaron. Aaron is Roish Tevois Hillel. Because in the beginning, we need Hillel. We need Hu Yeh L'chol HaPeh. We need it to go smooth. Soif Tevois is Moshe Loish Dvarim Anochi. I can't express myself in this world, but the truth, Moshe Rabbeinu Lasid Lavo is going to be right. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mechuber to Midas Hadin, and Midas Hadin is the Gula LaNetzach. So Moshe he wanted us to have Din already now. Hashem says, Al Tikov Aloin, we're not ready for that. In this world, we paskin like Hillel. So we need Aaron to be with you. Hu Yeh L'chol HaPeh. So Boisai, it could be Zeh Apshat in the Machloikis that we're having over here. It says that the Machloikis Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is Soifo L'Eskayim. It will remain. What is Soifo L'Eskayim? Beis Shammai Soifo L'Eskayim. Beis Shammai will in the end have his place. We're waiting for Klal Yisrael to be able to get our act together. Devailo Beintayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he carries us. Midas HaChesed. And that was why the Geula had to be in the name of Eke. And the more Chesed that we do with each other, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilo will be saved us. However, if we want the Geula Asida, it comes in Bechina of Din. What's Din? Din is Torah. Torah is the Gzeiras HaKosov. The Gzeiras HaKosov means the Gzeirah is the strength of the Torah. If we're loyme Torah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Gula Shlema B'schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gula Shlema, which is a Bechina of Pinchas Eliyahu, which is the strength that we have, that we can be able to hold ourselves up. We should be Zoicha to Uvalat Zion Goyel, Mheirov Yameinu, Amen.